الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا طلقتم النساء فبلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو سرحوهن بمعروف ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه. Still with regard to the matters of talaq and divorce, Allah Ta'ala explained previously that when a man gives two talaqs to his wife, then he is still allowed that he can take his wife back again after two talaqs. Then he should make nikah, but she doesn't have to marry anyone else. He can make nikah with her and she will become his legal wife again. And this is a very important matter to understand, the proper method of giving talaq. And also that three talaqs are three. We must not get involved at any time, especially when a person gives the three talaqs, he wants his wife back again, then he goes and take out the masalas of the Salafis, of the Ahle Hadith, etc., that three talaqs are one. Three is three. Just like Trinity, they cannot explain it. They say they believe in one God, but they believe in three gods. They say three is one and one is three. Just like that with our talaq also, three talaqs are three. We should never give the three, but if we do give it, we must realize we have made the mistake, and don't blame the ulama and the muftis that they are not giving permission now to take my wife back again. We gave the talaq, we are responsible. And when we have given three talaqs, that we have put an end to everything. Firstly, we should try and live a proper Islamic life, then there is no question of this, and a married life is a life of jannat in this dunya already. The thought also doesn't come of any talaq or anything. And if we have to, and there are problems, then we exhaust all the avenues before we even think of talaq. And if finally we have to give, just give one. One is enough, and that is the sunnat way if we have to give talaq. We should also remember that the talaq shakes the arsh of Allah. It is the worst permissible thing that Allah has made. So we should try and avoid it. But giving of three talaq should be no question at any time. Anyway, in these ayat, now further details of that is explained. وَإِذَا تَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ Or jab talaq di tumne ortoku, and when you have given the woman her talaq, whether it was one, and now she is about to complete her iddah period, she is just, according to her normal habit, now the time has come just for her to complete it. Or you gave two talaq, and now you also want to revoke it. فَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنْ Phir pahunchi apni had tak. And now she has reached just to the time when she will become pak again. That is, her iddat period is just about to be going to finish. And up to that time, you have got a choice. فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ تُرَّكْلُهُنْكُ مُوَافِقْ دَسْتُورِكَ Then keep her back. If you want to take her again as your wife, but with the condition, be ma'roof, in a good way. Don't treat her in a bad way. Don't keep her to trouble her, to make her life like hell in this dunya. But keep her in such a way that you make her life and your life is like jannat in this dunya. So keep her in a good way. And if there is no compatibility and there is no other way out, أو سرحوهن بمعروف يا چھوڑو ان کو بھلی طرح سے. And if you don't want to keep her, then don't do like the days of the Jahiliyyah, that they should not divorce the wife and they should not maintain her as a wife. That was in those days, and very sadly, today is that same days of Jahiliyyah which are present with us. And many men say clearly, not only that they do it, but they say, I'll make her suffer. I won't give her divorce, and I won't keep her properly also. And I'll make sure she suffers. That is, we are speaking against Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah is to take us to task and make us suffer, And there are enough cases like this where the man finally was he was an invalid. He was just on the bed, and there was nobody to see to his toilet also. He lived in his mess and his dirt, and he died in that mess and dirt of his. So we should never ever think that we will cause the woman, I'll make her suffer, I'll show her, and that we don't divorce her either, and we don't give her, we don't maintain her either. So Allah says, if you don't want to keep her, then Allah, our Islam is that perfect religion that has allowed. But now separate from her also, be ma'roof, in a good way. You have to separate, understand. Now okay, we will separate, but in a good way. وَلَا تُمْسِكُهُنَّ ذِرَارًا لِتَعَتَلُوا اور نہ روکے رکھو ان کو ستانے کے لئے تاکہ ان پر زیادتی کرو. And never ever keep her, that you don't give her a divorce, and all that is to trouble her, to cause, make her suffer. And today people openly say, and very sadly people who are namazis, people who are in deen, so to say, but they can't be deen if this is their condition. But outwardly, they've got the deen, and they say, we'll show her a point, and I'll make her suffer, and I won't give her her divorce, let her go to court, and let her go to who she wants to, but I won't, I'll make her suffer. Also, in that case, we must understand, if we have to die in that condition, and we did not give her divorce, we wanted to make her suffer, she inherits in our inheritance. Because we haven't given her talaq, so she is still our wife. And if we have to die, then who we wanted to make suffer, they're going to enjoy from our inheritance. So it's the height of stupidity in every way to do anything against the laws of Sharia and against the laws of deen. And Allah Ta'ala says further, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ اور جو ایسا کرے گا وہ بے شک اپنا ہی نقصان کرے گا. And whoever does that, he doesn't harm anyone else, but he harms himself. He's thinking he makes her suffer for now, but all that will fall back on him. Allah Ta'ala, there is great, Allah ki yahaan, deer hai and deer nahi. There is delay by Allah, there isn't darkness by Allah. Allah, it's not that he doesn't know, but he gives time. And we as fools take that time that I'm right and I'm top of the world and there's nobody like me. And we think we are doing everything the right way, but it is just like a fisherman giving some line to his fish, playing with his fish in the water. But finally he's going to pull it out and it will go through all the things that a fish goes through once it's pulled out of the water. So Allah gives us also some time. We should not think that it is the time is to make this weak servant of Allah, the woman which Allah Ta'ala fights the case, and Allah is on their part. Allah fights the case and we want to trouble them. If Allah takes us to task, our condition will become terrible. So this the summary of today, that up to the time of her iddah period, you have got a choice. If you want to keep her, but don't to keep her to trouble her, to make her suffer. So you can keep her, but keep her well. And if you want to let her go, let her go. But don't keep her in between, that you neither divorce her, and neither you maintain her as a wife. And in fact, very sadly, today we are worse than the days of Jahiliyyah, that we say clearly, I'll make her suffer, I'll show her a point. In that case, when Allah shows us a point, we suffer the consequences. May Allah guide us to understand our deen and practice on our deen and get the full benefits of deen, yeah, in this dunya also, akhirat also.